happened with us, and I was with the 4th Infantry in Taji back in January 2006, and we were going down the road with both the Iraqi and the U.S. military, and my team at ABC were in one of the Iraqi tanks. Going down this road, the driver, Doug and I, my cameraman, stood up to do a stand-up. And the Iraqi driver turned to us at that moment, and he said, listen, the palm trees are getting closer, but I think it's more dangerous than the ears of the IEDs. And it was too late, and literally, about 20 yards away, IED, blew. And literally just ripped through my jaw right here, shattered that bone. A rock about the size of a marble went all the way through past the veins and the arteries, past the trachea, and yes, into the carotid artery. It's like 1 millimeter short. When they took that out later, they didn't know if it actually gone through the artery or it was just up against it. And the fear was when they pulled out, it was just, that would pump and die. But the amazing thing at that moment is literally when that thing went off, our cameras went dead because the air blast hit first. The rocks came next. All of them went over the side of our heads here. Shattered around, shattered part of the skull of my cameraman as well. The little rocks went in front of my eye, didn't make me blind. There's still some embedded, some up in the nose right there. Shattered my scapula on the back, the triangular bone in the back. At that moment, everyone got out of the vehicle. All the Iraqi, the American guys, military, got out, soldiers. And when they did, to get us out of the tank, literally, they opened fire from all four of the insurgents, opened fire on all sides. These guys got shot back. We don't know what happened to the insurgents, but we got them or they ran, which is typical, tragic, what they do. They got us out of the vehicle, put us in the Bradley, they took a mile down the road, they ended up my cameraman. A helicopter was coming in to pick up down there. They got an order from the commander by radio in the helicopter. Don't land right now, it's too dangerous. They had no idea what we were. What we were. Did they know we were military, we were contractors, reporters. They turned down the radio in the helicopter. Ignored the order, came down and saved us. They took us off, put us in this helicopter, took us down to Baghdad, where to stabilize us, they absolutely thought I was going to be dead. They put a little sign on my chest that said, expect, if you expect to die, you know, there's an order that they put. Those that were likely to survive would be in the front of the line, the ones that they put in the back. Only two of us got us in there, stabilized. There's another helicopter, took us up to Bolan, or the lady on the little brain, we should have put in the other spoils. And that was only 37 minutes after that flight, that open flight. They got us into that thing. Imagine another war that it would merely get us all those stops. And then literally with less than 2 hours they do my craniac and they took my skull off of the 16th. So that's what you people do. That's what the soldiers do in this war and the medics. And one of our biggest things now is to get the best possible treatment for those when they come back, which they've advanced huge since the very beginning of the war. So, like I said, I don't think you and I would be here right now if it weren't for the people right here in this room. I just want to thank you enough.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.